Labor unions have long been a powerful economic and political force in Germany, but after the failure of a recent metal workers' strike, unions are facing an uncertain future. Some Germans believe this is the beginning of a significant shift that could help lift their struggling economy. From Berlin, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
This spring, members of IG Metall, the huge German metalworkers union, went on strike. They aimed to even out a discrepancy that 13 years after German reunification, workers in the former East spend more time on the job than their counterparts in the West for the same pay. But the strike was a dismal failure, says Goldman Sachs economist Dirk Schumacher.
This was the first time since 50 years that IG Metall could not reach what it planned when they started the strike.
When work stoppages in the East started affecting assembly lines in the West, a split in the union became clear. IG Metall ended the strike with no gains. Goldman Sachs Schumacher says that sent a signal that the power of labor unions is shifting.
This failure made it clear to every union, everybody, that workers, especially in such difficult times, it's very important, obviously, for them to have their jobs secured, and it's more important than having higher wages or lower weekly working hours. And all the unions understood this signal, which came from East Germany.
Trade unions here have held a lot of power, in part because contracts are usually negotiated at the national level. Individual companies traditionally couldn't stray from that national agreement, except to offer something better. But now the German economy is stagnant and unemployment above 10%, twice that in some parts of the former East. At the Bombardier factory in the former East Germany, workers weld and trim the aluminum bodies of passenger rail cars. Karl-Heinz Graffenberger, deputy chair of the company Workers' Council, finds it hard to explain why the strike didn't succeed. But he's sure unions are losing popularity.
There is a negative trend at the moment. There are few people joining the union, no doubt.
Managers and labor analysts say people all over Germany do want something more than higher pay and shorter hours. They say young workers and women in particular want more flexibility and more opportunities in the workplace. Dirk Ehlers is part of Bombardier's management team. He believes unions need to concentrate more on job security than securing benefits.
The trend is absolutely clear that we have to reduce our holidays. Otherwise, we will lose a lot of our workload here in Germany and will lose the orders. The unions have also responsibility to keep the work here in Germany.
No work, he says, means no workers paying into pension and healthcare systems. The cost of those benefits is a problem across Europe. The French parliament recently approved making civil servants work longer to get full retirement, and the German government and opposition worked out a deal to reduce healthcare benefits. Labor professor Ulrich Muckenberger says such changes are important, but he doesn't think Europe will go too far.
We still believe in a social model, the European social model. This is part of the model which does not see the conflict between capital and labor as unsurmountable cleavage.
Still, labor reforms that seem radical for Germany are a top priority for Chancellor Gerhard Schröder. The failed metal workers' strike is expected to help them pass. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.